Welcome to the ComFest preview show on WCRS FM 92.7, 98.3 Columbus. I am your host, Brian Curtis. Well, it's this week, the happiest week of the year here at WCRS. We're going into brave new worlds, and more on that on WCRS's Facebook page, facebook.com/WCRSLPFM. But that's not what this special program is about. This weekend at Goodale Park is the annual community festival, the Party with a Purpose, ComFest. Now, what is ComFest? Well, let me tell you about ComFest for those of you who do not know what ComFest is. ComFest is the party, partete, with a purpose. And yes, it's a party with a purpose. They have many purposes in life at ComFest. So the roots of it began in 1972 on the campus of The Ohio State University at the intersection of 16th and Waldeck Avenues. So this year marks the 25th anniversary of ComFest being at Goodale Park. For those of you who do not know the history of ComFest, it has not been always at Goodale Park. It's kind of like the only festival at Goodale Park now, but so that was the history in a nutshell. And so for more on the history of ComFest, go to comfest.com and then click on the archives page. Now, it was organized by a group of newly founded progressive community organizations such as the Columbus Free Press, the Columbus Community Food Co-op, the Open Door Clinic, the Columbus Tenants Union, Switchboard, and Rape Crisis Center, etc. And many of the organizations from that inaugural ComFest have been important community mainstays. So the festival's become popular in and throughout Columbus. ComFest itself is a nonprofit, and it exchanges ideas with people from all over the country and all over the world, perhaps. But ComFest is one of the big popular festivals of the year. In fact, in the local mainstream media, it's like one like best festival just go around. I don't know why, but it packs up Goodale Park the last full weekend of June every single year. So up first, volunteering. You know, those people with the cool ComFest shirts with the logo? Get your shirt by volunteering, and that's the best way to go. For more on that before the festival, go to ComFest.com. But the biggest needs at ComFest always are safety and cleanup, recycling. Volunteers, get an exclusive volunteer shirt you can only get by volunteering. Now, if you volunteer here for more than one area at ComFest, you'll get a different color shirt. For example, if you get a red shirt and a green shirt and then a pink shirt, that means you're volunteering for three different things. FYI, you get a white volunteer token for every hour that you volunteer. Now, if you're volunteering for the last shift on Sunday, sage advice, get them early or in the weekend. Although they may be good next year, you'll probably end up holding on to them for 3 years because you'll forget that you have them. However, if this is hot times, then you have to use them that weekend. You get free water during your shift, acceptance, high fives, and smiles galore, and a place in the ComFest family. I know I'm reading off the website, but the plan of this week was to actually do 4 live call-in specials at noon during the lunch hour, but that fizzled through, and we decided to just focus on other things here at WCRS, which I'm going to talk about towards the end of this half hour we have. Speaking of which, this half hour was occupied by an Indian music show called Rog Time, but that's been on a hiatus for a while, so this half hour's been open, so Year-round volunteers are also needed for planning contests. For example, a lot of festivals have committees that plan the festival all year round, or special events all year round. So ComFest is no exception. And so there's a form also on the volunteer page of the ComFest page. Now, they're the central communication point for all the other committees within the ComFest organization. They recruit and suggest placements and then do all the pre-festival administrative work and then help other committees meet their needs and the needs of the festival. It's like having a virtual office assistant year-round, and the central committee is also the lost and found in charge of that. So they wear many hats throughout the planning process. So in the spring, they work with the volunteer recruitment committee, and then later on in the spring, they enter volunteers into the database for positions and confirmations and send out sign-up reminders and confirmations, and then everything else that needs to be prepared for that last full weekend of June, which is here this weekend. Why is it this weekend? Well, because there are only 30 days in June. So next weekend, July 29th, Friday, July 30th, Saturday, Sunday, July 1st. Did you think there would be a June 31st? No. So that's that on volunteering. And being a volunteer means that you could also donate your hours towards an organization at ComFest to help offset their fees. For example, we will be here. We will be at ComFest. WCRS will be at ComFest. So stop by and say hello to the wonderful volunteers that put on shows such as this voice right here, who is doing his show Monday nights at 8, and then on an interim basis, classic episodes of the DJBC Happy Hour, Sunday afternoons at noon, and then whenever. But anyway, we got room for a couple more shows. So, there are live volunteer positions. There's Archives, which is helping with the ComFest Archives. The Bike Corral, which is like babysitting other people's bikes. You know, people do choose to ride their bikes to ComFest, believe it or not. Cleanup and recycling, which is the biggest need, really. As they say, Mother Earth says, please leave the park as you found it. ComFest is no exception. Clean up after yourselves. Don't be a lazy bum. I mean, you know those crazy little critters, Norway rats, raccoons, squirrels, groundhogs. They love trash. Do not give them a midnight snack. Clean up after yourselves. And also recycle after yourselves as well. First aid. Usually, when ComFest hits, it's usually in the 90s, like it is today. We're taping this at like 2:30 on Monday afternoon, the 18th. It's 94 degrees. So, they are in the little white shirts, and they have their first aid station, I think, is right next to the park shelter house. The merch booth, which is right at the entrance where Russell dead ends, right there into the park, Russell Street dead ends into the park, is the main merch booth. There may be another one, but that's the primary booth, is the merchandise booth where they sell the official ComFest merchandise. Although you can purchase mugs at when you pick up your beer tokens, libation tokens. Entertainment. More on that coming up. That's a big one as well. And during my early times as a volunteer, I was volunteered as a stagehand. Loved it. Which led to my first year on the Planning Committee for the Arts Festival, where I was, well, helped select bands. But another song for another dance. Food Fairy. I don't know what that is, but it involves like the food trucks and the food stations. Information Station, which is kind of close to the merch booth. And it's like asking simple questions like, where's the porta potty? Where's the ATM? What time does the festival close? What time does Marvin the Robot play at the gazebo stage? Where is the gazebo stage? what time does the DJBC Happy Hour stand up live at the Jazz Stage? Okay, we're not at the Jazz Stage yet, but you get the point. I didn't even apply, but note to self next year. But they try to answer basically any dumb or any intelligent question as possible. That's who those volunteers are. Libations, beer, wine, and mixed drinks. They are the big rainmaker for ComFest because it's a party for a purpose with a reason. They're the reason. Right here. Shh. Don't tell anybody that, but that's the big reason why. It's the code for any festival. Dublin Irish Festival, Creekside Blues and Jazz Festival, Columbus Arts Festival. Libations, baby. Libations. Shake that moneymaker, baby. Beer, wine, and mixed drinks. So, our friends at the Free Press are at our little co-working carriage house. They will be selling wine at ComFest, so support the Free Press. Help keep the Free Press alive. I've written 2 articles for the Free Press in the last 6 months. Keep them alive. Help us have a roof over our heads so we can do this little bitty special next year. Support the Free Press. But, yeah, I know. I just broke the fourth wall of call to actions, but, you know, it had to be said. And they have a wine station there. And then there's also the Jazz Stage, the off-ramp stage, and over on the far side, the gazebo, they'll all have beer stations right there. And the mixed drinks is only at the Jazz ramp. Although I may be wrong on that. Logistics. Those are the, you know, operations, what goes where. They're the real brains behind ComFest. The Peace and Healing Pavilion. The Programming Committee. The people who actually do the program. God bless you all. Safety is the biggest one. They're the people usually in the bright orange shirts. So they help keep ComFest safe from all the riffraff. Or try to keep it safe from the riffraff. Every weekend that ComFest rolls around, thank them for keeping us safe if you go out there and making sure nothing wrong or illegal takes place. Well, I'll have to phone a friend from the CPD. But signage, that's actually a committee. Signage is actually a committee. And then voter registration. Register to vote. And for our friends who live in Clintonville, the University District, all that, like Delaware County, New Albany, Newark, Zanesville. August 7th, you guys have a special election. So people will be registering you all to vote in Franklin County for people who live in the 12th U.S. Congressional District. August 7th, special election. And those are all the volunteer committee, all the volunteer groups. There probably are more that I don't know about, but that's that in a nutshell. So there actually is a ComFest app that's on Google Play Store. Unfortunately, it's only available for those who have Androids. But you never know. The entertainment schedule, the program, the volunteer quick link, sitemap, website quick link, and up-to-date notifications are all featured on the ComFest app. And so, yeah, I know. April fooled ya. It doesn't work, but it was worth a shot. Coming up, when is your favorite band playing? Plus the 101 of ComFest, the most important rule of ComFest. This is the ComFest preview show on WCRS-FM 92.7, 98.3, streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org.
the system!
Where is the fuse box?
Nah, the whole city went dead.
New York City blackout!
Well, not a powerful blackout like New York City, but Comfest, the stages will be rocking. This is the Comfest preview show on WCRS-FM and WCRSFM.org, streaming online all over the world, broadcasting here from the Free Press Studios in historic Old Town East. It's Monday around 7:17. There's a lot of great bands performing at Comfest, a lot of great workshops at the Peace and Healing Pavilion stage and the Solar stage all three weekends. You can check out page 24 and 25 of the Comfest ad, Comfest book for that. And those are at select watering holes throughout town. Also online at Comfest.com. Just click on the program and you'll find out more information about the Comfest workshops there. And then the Comfest grant winners this year are the Ethiopian Tewado Social Services Survivor Support, Root Choice Collaboration to Address Black Infant Mortality, the Hubbard Parent Teacher Organization Playground Project, STARS Striving to Achieve Real Success, the Emerging Young Musician Outreach, Paisley Nash Dooley, Sunbury Urban Farm, Radio 614 for Radio 614 Live. We air their programs in the late night hours. Life Care Alliance, Impact Safety Bystander Intervention Training, Actors Theater of Columbus's Access Shakespeare, Heaven Sent Community Garden, Breaking Chains Ranch, and the Grant Awards Ceremony will be on the Bozo Stage Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. And so on page 32 is a wonderful little map key, pages 32 and 33 in the center, and they made it fun this year. So, Friday, among the acts on the stages, Friday at the gazebo stage, the acts include Dave Bucher and the Historians, Electric Orange Peel, and the Quasi Kings are the Friday night Bozo gazebo headliners. Bozo stage starts with Wednesday Wine, and then Doc Robinson plays later on. The Warren Flints are the headliners. The off-ramp stage, acts on Friday include The Cartographers, Paradam, Gold from Grief, The Third Power, Dom Deshawn, and Sarob is the headliner of the off-ramp stage at Comfest. Jazz stage, you have the New Basics Brass Band, Don Norman Jazz Band, Wade and the Mojo Blues. You have a speaker from the Ohio Poor People's Campaign, Reverend Susan K. Smith. The Chicken Hop Bird Getters Jazz Offensive, they are the headliners Friday. The Live Arts stage, you have the Flying Squirrels, Girls Rhythm and Rocket Campers, Jim Maneri, the Sex Kitten Pearlesque, and the Electro Cult Circus rounds up the night among the acts. And at the Solar stage, you have the Children's Music Network, Intermittent Animals, Kelly Zulo, John Zuck Superstar, Tripped Up String Band and Tim Easton. That's Friday. Saturday, among the acts, Bozo, they have the award ceremonies mentioned, All-Star Jammers before that. Saturday evening, you have Willie Phoenix, Deep Tones, and Parker Lewis to round out the Bozo night. Gazebo stage, they have Kathy Wicks and the Catbirds, Donna McGovero Band, Chittenden Hotel, Bloodthirsty Virgins, Erica Hughes and the Well-Mannered, Megan Palmer. Off-ramp includes Bridesmaid, Bras de Sol, Hot Wet Trash, the Cadaver Dogs are the headliners there. Jazz stage, John's Jazz Trio, Jen Miller and Friends, Descendra, and then Flypaper is the headliner. Live art stage includes The Sizzler, Underdog Academy, Hugs and Kisses, Dr. X, The Dance Drum Circle, and Solar stage partakes includes several workshops, and then the night ends with Folkwinox. And on Sunday, you have, I'm just going to say, you'll have to find them, page 42 and 43 of your guide. The Arc Band, Salty Caramels, Travis Irvine, the George Berry Band, Higher Wire Kicks, Yesterday's Kids, Jazz Poetry Ensemble, Jen Miller, Anna and the Consequences, Tony Monaco, the Muppet Mayhem Band, the OSU Hillel Folk Dancers, Is Said and the Advance Party, Freedom and Folk Revival, the Mighty Troubadours, the Goldsberries, the Columbus Free Press, and Bear Fuzz are all on Sunday, just to name a few bands at ComFest. So, that's about it. And another thing is, I've been trying to be an MC for years. This year is not going to be one of those years because all 50-plus MCs on the 6 stages this year, all female, all women, it's an amazing thing. If you watch the Screen Actors Guild Awards this past winter where all the presenters were women, it's making a statement, and this year's theme for ComFest is Stand Together. And why stand together? What? How can it be better? How is it better? It's better. This is good. Pardon my misstep, but this is a great thing to happen because the future is female America. And you read pages 3 and 4 of the guide. I'm not going to read it all. This is why we're standing together in solidarity. Me Too, Never Again, Time's Up, and this is shades of 50 years ago. And we're going backward in time, and not for a good reason. The same things that you were fighting for 50 years ago, we're fighting for today. You have student protests, military action abroad, attacks on civil rights, police abuses, white supremacists, increasing drug use, black athletes protesting discrimination, environmental devastation, seismic changes in the status and power of women. And these broad coalitions of groups have created this image. The movement, the next generation. The lines are parallel. They shouldn't be. We should be further advanced in society. We should not be going backward in time. But we are. But back to topic, all 50 plus MCs at the 6 or 7 stages, all women voices, support our women, support women's rights, happy ComFest, and obviously this is the part we talk about all year round, every year, it does not get old. No coolers. And for the love of Pete, do not leave your backpacks unattended. Bags and coolers are subject to being checked. No bottles, no cans, no BYOB. That is the most important golden rule of ComFest. Every single year, some dumb idiot decides to, you know what, we're going to bring our own beer. We don't like this beer. I have allergies to local beer. I want my Coors. No, don't be a glasshole. You have to follow all, ComFest has to adhere to all the federal, state, county, city, and Department of Commerce liquor control laws. And for the dip idiot who decides to BYOB, ComFest will be shut down. Nobody will be aware that WCRS or the wonderful nonprofits who get outreach from ComFest even exist. I mean, not that it matters anyway, but don't be a glasshole. No BYOB. Buy ComFest beer, but which, by the way, is all local beer. No more PBR, no more Miller Lite. It's all local. You got a lot of local beer. This year's ComFest beer is from Combustion Brewery out in Pickerington. And then the Hilltop is one of the local beers that will be at ComFest this year. Support local, support ComFest, so they can give out money to organizations like WCRS and Simply Living and the Feed Animals Project in Sunbury or whatever the heck it is on page 30. And along those notes about alcohol at ComFest, please bring your ID. Now, if you're listening to this out of state, I think you have to bring you have to have a valid driver's license. But you have to bring a photo ID. Now, in Ohio, if you're an Ohio resident, it doesn't have to be a driver's license. But if you're from out of state, it does. Now, it doesn't matter if you just turned 21 or if you're 81, you have to bring your ID if you're going to drink. But please bring your ID if you're going to imbibe. The Libations Volunteers will be checking IDs. If you don't have one, then you will be completely sober for ComFest. Lucky you. Underage drinking is a bad thing. Bad. It's like that at if you went to one of the bars on campus to watch the Buckeyes play teams like St. Charles. Or better yet, when they get their ass kicked by Michigan this year. You'll have to bring your ID to any of the watering holes on the Ohio campus. It's the same thing. 21 means 21. Remember that, Tiger. Have your IDs ready. Anyway, walk your bikes inside the park. No rollerblades, skateboards, Segways, scooters, except for medical mobility devices. No vending, distributions of arts, crafts, blah, 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 except within your own space. So if you want to hear me peddle about WCRS, come to the WCRS tent. No exceptions. No fires, no grills, no fireworks, no torches, no sparklers. So leave your Brutus doll at home, because don't bring it to ComFest. Same with your LeBron jersey. You can't burn it at ComFest either. For the idiots who bring their animals, put them on a leash. But better yet, leave them at home! It's 94 degrees today. 312 as we tape this on Monday afternoon. It's too hot. It really is too hot. Just leave them at home and they'll be better off. Your home will be protected. There will be no rats coming into your house because your dog will eat them. No swimming in the pond because you'll drown. No drones. And this is all on page 5. So, ComFest closes Friday at 11, Saturday at 10, Sunday at 8. Barricade at Swan and Park closes at 10 on Friday and 9 on Saturday. No exceptions. Alright. I think I hit the no BYOB thing. I'm going to talk again. No BYOB. We don't have a whole lot of time left. So coming up is Youth Beat Radio on WCRSFM and WCRSFM.org. Streaming online all over the world for all of you ComFest lovers out there. Happy ComFest. We'll see you there this weekend at Goodale Park. And then at 8 o'clock is 1968 Music and Headlines, partially inspired by the Harmony Project's 1968 community concert. 7,000 strong came out there. Thank you for supporting the community. 1968 Music and Headlines, DJ BC Happy Hour Classic at 8 tonight. All right, Youth Beat's on right now on WCRS-FM and WCRSFM.org. Happy ComFest!